Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's always fun to have Tom Lydon on the show. He is the editor of ETF Trends. It's ETFtrends.com. If you haven't been to this point, what are you waiting for? I mean, if you hear Tom on the show every week, you hear him giving you a solid grounding. But if you want to take it a step further, you need to go to the site and you'll see that it's more than just, hey, look at the trends. It's a lot of information, sort of everything you want to know on ETFs. On Twitter, at ETF Trends. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, Chuck, how are you?
I'm doing well. Our ETF of the week is...
the AdvisorShares AccuVest Global Opportunities ETF, ticker ACCU.
That's right. No drum roll here. None of the other fanfare and the loser of the week sounder. It's the AdvisorShares AccuVest Global Opportunities ETF, ACCU. And it got the loser sounder because...
A loser is a loser.
So, Tom, there's one question.
Yuck, what reeks?
Yeah, what reeks about this fund? Why is this fund, and we've only, I think, in the history of ETF of the week, done one other stinker. So what stinks about this fund?
Well, a lot of activity and news has been around about actively managed ETFs. The fact is over 99% of ETFs are index-based. $1.9 trillion, there are 1,600 different ETFs. But of the 91 active ETFs that are out there, some aren't bad, but some, and then a few in particular, aren't doing well at all. In this case, you've got a manager behind it that is trying to benchmark to an index, but actually provide some alpha, provide some outperformance. And in this case, they're trying to outperform the MSCI ACWI index. But unfortunately, especially in the last year, they've fallen drastically short. And this is, Chuck, one of those cases where, you know, we have to, from time to time, look at all the different offerings, all the different ETF tools that are available, and understand that some do their job quite well, others do fall short. And the more you move away from the benchmark, the more potential you have for outperformance or underperformance, so you have to understand. You know, in this case, the expense ratio is 1.81%. So in a situation where ETFs really are known for their low expenses and very tight tracking to indexes, this group has actually gone outside and said, hey, I think we can take some risk and outperform an index, but you're going to have to pay us. In fact, you're going to have to pay us on average five times more than the average ETF, but it hasn't paid off in this case.
The truth is that whenever we're looking at smart beta products, all these other sorts of newfangled things that they come up with, the idea here is, ooh, we'll make it kind of like the index, but we'll enhance it. But it doesn't always get enhanced.
Well, smart beta is, in fact, an enhanced index. So if you look across the spectrum, the traditional legacy indexes like the Dow Jones Industrials or the S&P and the indexes or ETFs that are tied to them do a great job, and they do, for the most part, what they're supposed to do for a very reasonable fee. The next move along the spectrum is some type of active index where maybe annually or quarterly, based on the underlying strategy, that index shifts a little bit, and they're quite open and public about it. In this case, with this active ETF, they are making huge bets, big overweights or underweights in certain asset classes, sectors, or global regions based on what they think the market will be doing. And really, up until this point, they've been quite unsuccessful. For the last year, the MSCI ACWI index is up 17%, and this ETF is actually only up 2.8%. So a big underperformance compared to its peer group or benchmark.
Yeah, we can sum it up this way.
You are one pathetic loser.
Now, I will say, one of the things that we haven't talked about a lot in this segment, ACCU, the Advisor Shares AccuVest Global Opportunities ETF, is an ETF of ETFs. In other words, all it's investing in is other ETFs. That structure is one that in the fund world, sometimes that leads to additional costs, things along those lines. We've never really talked about how you feel about ETFs of ETFs.
Well, I think they can be excellent because if you're using the tool the way it's supposed to be used, and in an ETF of ETFs, that really can work because it can lower your average expense ratio. But in this case, an expense ratio of 1.81% is hugely expensive, even compared to mutual funds. So, you know, first and foremost, you're underperforming. Number two, you're charging a huge expense ratio. Even though it is transparent, so you know what the underlying holdings are, well, that's great. But compared to other actively managed ETFs, so for example, the granddaddy is the Bill Gross BOND Total Return ETF,
right,
which has actually done quite well compared to its benchmark and compared to the mutual fund that Bill has managed for a long period of time. It just doesn't mean that every offering is going to do that well, and I think ETFs of ETFs will do well over time, but it's going to bring those people, those managers that have the hot hand, to the surface, and those that should be in the dumpster, back in the dumpster.
Yeah, and as a result, well, we can sum up Tom's feelings about this week's pick this way.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, he's got a bad feeling about it. It is the Advisor Shares AccuVest Global Opportunities ETF, ticker symbol ACCU, and his recommendation is that you pass on this opportunity. It is the ETF for the week, but it's not one to buy. It's one to watch out for. And you know, we think if you're watching out for ETFs and you want information, no better place to go for that information than ETFtrends.com. Tom is editor of ETF Trends. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon or, of course, at ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well, the Thursday edition of Money Life is off to a rolling start. We're going to pick up some speed with the big interview when we continue after this message.